This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.
Sir Sidney McSprocket's inspiring inventions in partnership with Weir Group.
The year is 1899. Victorian Britain. The place, Sir Sidney McSprocket's workshop, Edinburgh, Scotland. The time, just before elevenses.
Oh, hello. Come in, sit yourself in. I'm just putting the finishing touches to my brilliant new invention. My weasel-warming whistle. Just adjusting the tension on the flywheel here. Oh, now that wasn't supposed to happen. Anyway, not to worry. I'll sort all that out later. Now, welcome one and all to another inspiring invention. Thanks. Today, we'll be travelling through history to find out about the telephone. I bet your 21st century types can't imagine life without your mobile communication devices. Oh, noisy wee things. So, with the help of my own finest invention, the patented future scrutineer, let's find out how it all started. I've just got to start the bellows. Oh, is it me or is it hot in here? Goodness, it's worked up a sweat. Right, I'll just program in the details. The telephone. How did it come about?
From smoke signals to flags on boats, humans have always wanted to communicate over long distances, whether to warn others of an approaching army or celebrate a right royal event. But as you can't see smoke and flags when the weather is bad or at night, inventors sought a better means of communicating over distance. If you've ever connected two tin cans with string, pulled it tight, and talked to your friend at the bottom of the garden, you've used one of the first mechanical telephones. By the 1800s, electricity was used to carry messages in much the same way. The string became wires, and the vibrations on the string became a current, sending a coded text message.
It could carry a message a lot further than the bottom of your garden, too.
Baron Schilling von Cannstatt, in 1832, was the inventor of one of these early electrical telegraphy systems. Before long-distance telephone services were readily available or affordable, telegrams sent this way were very popular, and soon telegraph wires spanned the whole world.
Now that noise is Morse code. It's a quick way to spell out words without using your voice, and is the sort of message telegraphs could send. But it's not the same as having a good old chat, though, is it?
The race was on for an invention that could carry the human voice over distance, and Alexander Graham Bell was awarded the first American patent for the telephone in 1876. By 1904, there were 3 million telephones in the United States. These early telephones were very grand pieces of equipment, and calls were connected by manual switchboard operators.
Hi, this is the operator. How may I connect your call?
Telephones at home, in the office, and in phone boxes on the street became more and more popular during the 20th century. But it wasn't until 1973 that the first mobile phone was invented. And then it was the size of a brick. But within 30 years, as networks became more advanced, mobile phones became smaller and lighter, and could do more and more amazing things. In fact, today's mobile phone is more intelligent than the spacecraft that took man to the moon. Today, there are an estimated 5 billion mobile phone users. That's 77% of the entire population of the planet. Every single second, 31 mobile phones are purchased, and that number is increasing each year. From browsing the internet, taking pictures, listening to music, or simply having a chat, the phone has moved on considerably since its early days as a piece of furniture in your house.
Och, there's a rumbly in my tumbly. All this scrutineering makes me hungry. Time for a tea cake. Thanks for joining me. Drop by again soon, won't you?
Sir Sidney McSprocket's Inspiring Inventions is produced by Fun Kids in partnership with Weir Group, creating excellent engineering solutions.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio in London or online at funkidslive.com.